Welcome back to Hidden Treasures of the Midrash with Daniel Eisenberg. This shir is dedicated to Leila Nishmas, my mother, Chai Rachav Estevet Tzvi. This is we're going to take a look at Parshas Kisisa, and there's a very lengthy midrash that I want to take a look at. We're going to obviously do an abbreviated version of it, but I want to start really from halfway through. A lot of the time you'll find in Midrashim that the Midrash speaks about a certain topic for a long time, and you have no idea what it has to do with the Parsha until the very end when it gets to be on topic. So we're going to start a little bit around halfway through this Midrash, and then bring it back to the Parsha, and then we'll try to discuss some earlier points in this Midrash. So the main topic of this Midrash is Yiras Hashem, and that as compared to Torah knowledge. And it's based on a pasuk that is in Iyov. Really, a couple of psukim in Iyov, but a significant one is Iyov Chafres. Vayomer la Adam hein yiras Hashem hi chachma v'sur meira bina. That he says to man, or he said to man, behold, yiras Hashem hi chachma. That the fearing of Hashem is wisdom v'sur meira bina, and turn from evil. Or turning from evil is bina, is wisdom. And the Midrash speaks about this for a while, this concept. And then it says, about probably halfway through this Midrash, Rav Chiya speaking directly on this passage, Rav Chiya bar Abba, Ma'o hein yiras Hashem v'gomer, Amar ha'elokim, so this is what Hashem says, Im ha'yu lecha ma'isim tovim, if you have good actions, ani nosin lecha schar, I'm going to give you schar, u'ma schar, Torah. And what's the schar? Torah. And it quotes this passage. And then it says, "Im sartim in run." If you turn away from evil, ani mamim mcham b'nei adam shemevinim b'torah. So if you turn from evil, I'm gonna, raise up from you children, people that will understand Torah. Mehechan atalamed. Where do you know this from? Miyochevru Miriam. This is from Yocheved and Miriam. Be'eshiyaru me'ha elokim, because at the time that they, and specifically from the time that they feared God. Okay, where do we see they feared God? Kiddik Siv, as the Pasuk says, in Shemos Yud Zion. This is talking about Shifra and Pua, the midwives, the Jewish midwives in Mitzrayim. And there's the mainstream opinion in Chazal that we understand it is to be that reference to Yocheved and Miriam. The Pasuk says, V'tirena hamial dos es ha'elokim, that the midwives feared God. And then so Amar Berech, Rabbi Berechia b'shem Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. So Rabbi Berechia teaches the name of Rabbi Chiya bar Abba. Schar hayira Torah. The reward for wisdom, for fear is Torah. Shemi Yocheved hemid HaKadosh Baruch Hu es Moshe v'zacha shetika seif HaTorah al Shemo. Because from Yocheved, Hashem brought about the schus of having Moshe Rabbeinu, who wrote the Torah. The Torah is written by his name, as the pasuk says, Zichru Torah as Moshe. We know, right, the five books of Moses, as is referred to in English, that the Torah is called by the name of Moshe. And Torah tziva lanu Moshe, the Midrash continues. And Miriam, she turned away from evil and from chait, and it continues, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave her Bezalel. She was zocha to have Bezalel, because Miriam has a son named Hur. And Hur's grandson is Bezalel ben Uri ben Hur. And Bezalel v'zacha l'chachma ulevina. And he, Bezalel, is zacha to great intelligence and understanding. Hadu d'ksiv, as the pasuk says, Re'e karasi b'shem Bezalel. Behold, I have called him, or see that I have called him by name, Bezalel, uksiv, and it says in the pasuk, "Vamalei oso ruach elokim b'chachma uvesuna uvedas," and I have filled him with the spirit of God, with chachma, tevuna, and das, different types of intelligence and wisdom. And this is the relevance of this midrash over here. So we see that Bezalel being granted all this wisdom is part of the reward to Miriam, right? But Bezalel comes from Miriam, and just like Moshe also was great in Torah and great in wisdom, and it started because of Yocheved Zira Shemaim. And we saw over here, finally in Parshas Kisisa, we're introduced to Bezalel, who is similar in that regard, that just like Moshe, he has this great wisdom, and it's all sourced in the Yiras Elokim, the fear of God that Yocheved and Miriam had. One point I just want to mention over here I think is significant is that it's unclear in the Parsha what the reward of the midwives really is. The Pasuk says, after mentioning their fear of God, Vayas lahem batim, and houses, he made for them houses. And it's unclear what exactly that means. The way Rashi quotes Chazal on that pasuk is that the reward for them was the houses that their dynasties that come from Miriam and Yocheved, the dynasties of the Beis Malchus, so like the king's dynasty of the Kohanim and Levim that come from them as well. So there's a discussion over there, but perhaps we can just see a parallel, which is that Hashem over there makes for them houses for Yocheved and Miriam. And who comes from them? We have Moshe and Bezalel, and Moshe and Bezalel are actually ones who build a house for Hashem, because they're the ones involved, and Moshe is involved in a lot of different things, but for sure in building the Mishkan, and that's Bezalel's main claim to fame over here, that he's the major architect of the Mishkan. So, Vayas lahem batim, that's whatever that means, however you interpret that, which is mentioned by Yocheved and Miriam, and by Shifra and Pura. And Pua, whom Chazal tell us that they're Yocheved and Miriam. So over here, we actually have their descendants, Moshe and Bezalel, and they're the ones that are involved in making a house for Hashem and making the Mishkan. So I thought that's a significant point. But I want to discuss some things about the main topic of this Midrash, which now going back to the earlier part of it, is that the importance of Yira Selukim, of Yira of fear, and particularly fear of Chet, fear of God. So let's take a look at a couple of comments earlier. First of all, it says, it quotes a story about how Rabbi Akiva was called up for an aliyah, but because he didn't review it before, even though he knew it, he didn't review it a few times before, he refused the aliyah, and the Chachamim praised him. Vishibchuhu Chachamim. They praised him, and quotes one of the psukim in Eov before, referencing his fear of God. Then Amar Rabbi Hoshea says, "Kol mi shehu yodea ve'ein biyado yiras chet, ein biyado klum." Anybody who knows and doesn't have in his hand the fear of sin, doesn't have in his hand anything. So that's very interesting. What does that mean? Anybody who knows but does not have in his hand the fear of sin doesn't have in his hand anything. So clearly it's saying the importance of Yiras Chet, of the fear of sin, which would seem to be the same thing as Yiras Shemayim, Yiras Elokim, fearing God. You fear sin. Not that you fear, it's not necessarily the fear of the punishment that we're mentioning here. The fear of the sin. You don't want to sin against God. But if you don't have in your hand, so even if you know, meaning seemingly you know a lot of Torah, you have a lot of great wisdom, but if you don't have Yiras Chet, you don't have anything. Is that true? Don't you have at least, you know, whatever you know? Yes, it's granted, you're missing something important. But perhaps we can understand this in the context of the Gemara, which tells us that Hakol bidei Shemayim chutz miyira Shemayim, that everything is in the hands of heaven except for the fear of heaven, right? Meaning everything that someone has, the skills they possess, the wisdom that they have, everything that somebody has is really all in divinely given. It's all in the hands of God. The only thing that you have control over of, the only thing that is not b'yadei shemayim, rather is b'yadeichem, is it in your hands? What's b'yadecha? What's in your hands? So that's yiras shemayim. That's what the Gemara tells us. So perhaps that's what this means over here. That even if you know a lot, you know a tremendous amount of Torah, but if the ein biyado yiras chet, if he doesn't have in his hand yiras chet, ein biyado klum, because the only thing you can have in your hand, the only thing that's in your hands and not in the hands of God, is your yiras chet, is your yiras shemayim. So if you don't have that in your hand, you don't have anything in your hands, because the only thing you could possibly have in your hand, in your power, that's really in your control, is yira, is yiras chet, is yiras shemayim. So that's one point to that. I think I had to understand that line in the Midrash, and we'll do just one more for now. Kol nagar she'in biado ergarlia, Shalo Eino Nagar. Any carpenter that does not have in his hand his ergalia, which the Mefarshim of the over here in the Midrash seem to say are his tools. His clay umnus. Many of the first one quote the Aruch, which has that translation, is not considered a carpenter. Lama she kapluyos shel Torah biyirashet shenamar yiras Hashem hi otzro, because it says that the many different interpretations and what this phrase exactly means. Shekapulios of the Torah are Yirashet, but it quotes a pasuk in Yeshayahu that Yiras Hashem is the storehouse of a person. So, but what does this mean? That anybody who is a carpenter without tools in his hand is not considered a carpenter. What does that mean? So perhaps what it's saying is that our purpose in this world is to use all of our faculties to not sin and to do good, right? That's why we're put in this world. We're put in this world to use whatever we have, whatever abilities God gave us to do mitzvos and to not do averos. So as skilled as a carpenter may be, it's irrelevant without his tools because he's unable to fulfill that role, right? Meaning he's only a carpenter's skill is that he knows how to use tools to do whatever it may be, to fix this, to fix that. Without those tools, he's unable to fill his role. Similarly, a person without Yiras Shamayim, he may have great wealth, he may have intelligence, he may have knowledge, etc. But it's all useless without the tool of Yiras Shamayim, which is what channels those things, those skills, those tools towards Avodas Hashem, which is our purpose in this world. So no matter what you have going on for you, whatever wisdom and skill and talents, it's absolutely useless. You don't have in your hand anything if you don't have Yiras Shamayim, because Yiras Shamayim is the whole purpose of creation. Everything we're supposed to do in this life, everything we have in this life is supposed to be doing Ratzon Hashem. Yiras Shamayim basically is a key term for that. Yiras Shamayim is our ability to choose to do what Hashem wants us to do. That's Yiras Shamayim. I have fear of heaven, and therefore I'm going to do what Hashem wants from me. So no matter what skills I have, it's absolutely meaningless without this ultimate tool, which is using it for the right purpose, which is to serve Hashem. So a carpenter without his tools is essentially not a carpenter, and somebody without Yiras Shamayim basically has nothing. So we should be able to internalize this lesson, the importance of Yiras Shamayim, that we, as we saw from the end of the Midrash, having Yiras Shamayim leads to great wisdom, first of all, oneself, but also your Zohar to have that in even future generations. As we see Yocheved and Miriam, their Yiras Shamayim led to having people like Moshe and Bezalel, who are great in wisdom and great in Torah, and as we also added, are involved in making the house for Hashem. But also these other two points, which are very significant, that the Midrash says that if you don't have Yiras Shamayim in your hand, you don't have anything, right? Because it could be that it's everything is Bidei Shamayim except for Yiras Shamayim. So if you don't have Yiras Shamayim, you don't have anything. And a carpenter without tools is not a carpenter. And a person without Yiras Shamayim, which is the ultimate tool, the ultimate way to accomplish in this world, a person without that is essentially nothing. It would be zocha to really internalize this and have proper Yiras Shamayim.